Ball delivered into the area by Joel Bradley Walsh. Young Derek Hoyle went for it, didn't get there, but Harps still have the ball in the area. Derek Hoyle is there, believe it or not, up from right back, and it's in the net. It's an equaliser, completely out of nothing. Credit to Derek Hoyle, he didn't give up the fight. And as Longford tried to clear their lines, a defender tried to kick it clear, and in past the goalkeeper, Cian Moore. Marty, this always seems to happen. We always seem to get a goal when we're live on air. We've gone 2 minutes of the four in injury time. Kevin McHugh is urging his players to actually get back into their half, start to concentrate, because they've been celebrating that equaliser. That has come completely out of the blue. And I'll tell you, any of the reporters here in the press area at Finn Park will all be rewriting their intros to their match reports, because for so long, this looked to be a night when Longford Town were going to ease to victory against the Harps team, who have been so disappointing all night. But you've got to give them credit. They showed heart, they showed determination, they showed a real togetherness once again. But a defending zoo though for Finn Harps, because Longford have a throw-in themselves, a long throw-in, taking it, it's flicked on. Harps need to be careful. They managed to clear their lines. Warren Brogan did well, Aaron McLaughlin as well, but Longford come again down the right hand side. Some finish to this game. This was one of those nights where you were wondering if you if you would have been better staying at home and watching Coronation Street instead of coming over here for this one tonight. It was so poor for much of this game, especially in the first half, quickly forgettable. But all of a sudden, this game has been so enjoyable for the last closing stages at least. And you've got to give Kevin McHugh a bit of credit as well, because he made the changes. He brought on a few faces to liven things up. There's going to be a free kick in the centre circle. It's gone the way of the visitors. I'm just looking at the watch. We've played 48 and a half minutes in the second half. Harps will need to get back, because they've got a piece of defending to do. But in a match where for so long this one looked to be heading the way of the visitors, Harps have got themselves back in, and they're on their way to picking up what will be a valuable point, and certainly a point that many would say they don't really deserve. But football's a funny game, never over until it's over. And even though we're deep in injury time, and Harps have got themselves back on level terms, you just got to be careful, because they've got defending to do. The free kick is taken. It's a disappointing free kick from Longford's point of view, and there goes the final whistle. Oliver Mourne brings an end to this contest, and it's finished. Finn Harps 2, Longford Town 2. And that all means that Harps have come back from the death and taken something from this game when they really, really didn't really deserve it. But late goals mean this one has finished here at Finn Park. Finn Harps 2, Longford Town 2.